Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Happy New Year. This is the brand new first day of 2019. Hard to believe. It's hard to imagine that 2018 is now in the history books, and we're looking forward to a brand new year. It is our prayer at Liberty Counsel that you have a happy new year and that this year you will make a big impact for the Lord. Just ask Him what He wants you to do, and you'll be amazed because I believe He will open up doors for you to be used in your community and in your area of influence, including around the world. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of BarbedWire.com. You know, Matt, as we begin this new year, it's a brand new slate. Certainly, there's going to be changes in Washington, D.C. On the one hand, there are more senators on the Republican side of the aisle in the U.S. Senate. That's good news for additional confirmation of judges. 84 judges were confirmed. In fact, many more were confirmed by the end of last year. But by the time Justice Brett Kavanaugh was confirmed, the second justice to the Supreme Court confirmed under President Trump, at that time, there were 84 judges across the country that were confirmed, and that number grew toward the end of the year. And this year, you could have 60, 80, maybe 100 more judges that ultimately come forth for confirmation. So it's good news on the Senate side. On the other hand, on the House side flipped. And you know what's going to happen there. There's going to be all kinds of obstructionism. There's going to be hearings. There's going to be investigation. And it's going to be a real challenge on that side. But outside of Washington, D.C., we also have challenges and we have opportunities. And that's what this year is all about, challenges. And yet we also have opportunities in the midst of these challenges.
So many opportunities. And you mentioned the issue of judges. And despite in the past couple months since the election, people like Senator Jeff Flake and his obstructionism in order to try to, he successfully halted effectively appointment and hearings on President Trump's nominees to judges. Now, in the new year, with the new configuration in the 53-47 majority in the Senate, I imagine that the majority and the Republicans will be pushing these nominations through and get caught up pretty quick. So this is, if no other issue, if President Trump is known for no other issue, the issue of building a solid originalist judiciary, I think history will show that he was successful. And that is truly good news. You mentioned the new year, and you also mentioned at the beginning, the Ecclesiastes 9:10 says, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might, for in the realm of the dead, where you are going, there is neither working nor planning nor knowledge nor wisdom. Do it all, do whatever your hand finds to do, folks that are listening, do it with all your might and do it for the glory of God. And I'm excited about 2019 for Liberty Counsel. Liberty Counsel is going to be working mightily for the kingdom of God. And everyone listening right now, do it with all your might and do it for the glory of God.
Yeah, this year, I encourage you to take some time on January 1. I know people make New Year's resolutions, but pray to the Lord about how this year could be the year for you to be used in a unique and even larger way. And begin to set some goals along those lines as well, and then continue to chart your course throughout the year. You know, you can get discouraged by what happens in the media, what happens in the country and around the world, and certainly there's a lot there to discourage you. But also remember that God also is in control, and He wants to work through people like you. You don't have to be some flashy individual, highly politically elected or well-known individual. God works through common people. Look what He did with Kim Davis, somebody who was known very little except in Rowan County as the county clerk.
In Kentucky, yeah.
In Kentucky. And that little lady began to stand for the Lord because she prayed at the beginning of 2014 when she ultimately began to run for office, and then 2015 when she took office. She prayed, and when the challenge came to her in June of 2015 over same-sex marriage, she was resolved, and she knew what she was going to do. And because of her stance, we had the pleasure of representing her. She's been someone who's had an impact on us spiritually and in many different ways. And her stand and her name became known around the world for someone who stood for Jesus Christ and for religious liberty. And it made a big difference.
Oh, a huge difference, and an amazing woman empowered by the Holy Spirit. And you know, did she suffer? Yes. I mean, she spent almost 6 days in jail for standing firm for God's truth on the reality of marriage. She was thrown in prison, in jail for that, but she never, ever faltered. She never wavered. Next thing you know, she has an audience before the Pope. You know, we have many Catholic members of Liberty Council and supporters, and here she was getting encouragement from the leader of the Catholic Church. And of course, they tried to deny it, and now subsequently, Fox News and others have reported, and even within the Vatican, they have acknowledged, yes, the Pope supported Kim Davis. Yes, he had a private audience before the Pope. Just amazing stuff.
And it came out in 2018 that when they tried to cover it up, that all the way up to the top of where the Pope is, that it was part of another issue that was within the Catholic Church, that they were trying to ultimately placate a radical LGBT component within their church. And so all of that came to light as well. She remained faithful, and God put her right in the middle of some of these worldwide controversies on the issue of sexuality, human relations, marriage as the union of a man and a woman, the very issue that has been around the world. You know, this year, speaking of that, certainly that is going to be a challenge. The LGBT agenda is becoming more and more aggressive. It is a zero-sum game, meaning that there is a winner and a loser. There is no compromise in that, and that's because that's the way they want it. They want to dominate anything and crush anything that doesn't accept their radical agenda, even force people to go along with fictitious ideas to play the game of charades that somebody is really someone opposite of their birth gender. And so many things are being forced on individuals. So we are representing and working with so many different schools, teachers, staff members around the country, other individuals who are being forced against their conscience, common sense, and objective reality to go along with and promote this agenda. So that certainly is a challenge. Certainly also the Southern Poverty Law Center and the social media is a challenge because they want to pigeonhole people of faith, people who believe in the sanctity of human life and marriage as the union of a man and woman, as haters or hate groups. And even the CEO of Apple said, and he didn't define what he meant by hate, but his definition probably is the SPLC definition, not just those that create violence or promote violence, but people with whom he disagrees with. He is an open homosexual, and he said, you have no place on our platform, no place on our platform. So I believe in 2019, we need to move forward with some legislative and other kind of legal response to these social media platforms where we now have super information avenues of transmission of information, super highways, if you will, to stop them from censoring people's views just because they don't like the views.
The censorship is rampant. The anti-Christian, anti-conservative bigotry, censorship, just outright banning of people, trying to silence all dissent. It's reaching a full boil. And I believe you're right, Matt. I believe in 2019, something will be done to rein that in.
Imagine you have a phone, a cell phone, and they don't like you because you believe in marriage as the union of a man and woman, and they shut your cell phone off. That is just as bad as doing the same thing on the social media platforms, because those are now more pervasive as information highways than the typical radio, television, where you couldn't do that. They can't shut off your gas. They can't stop your delivery or pickup of water or trash just because they don't like you. Nor should these massive companies, which have a monopoly that want all of your private information, be able to censor you because they don't like your viewpoint. We're going to be continuing to work on that. So many opportunities ahead, however, including the Supreme Court, including the reversal of Roe versus Wade, and so much more. Stay with us this year. Resolve to make a difference. Resolve to partner with Liberty Counsel. Go to lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community, lc.org.